You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. This is episode 115 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today I'm going to share with you a three-step routine to jumpstart any routine and any habit that you want into your lifestyle. Hey guys, so today I thought that I will make an episode about how you can jumpstart any new habit and introduce any new habit or routine into your life and start creating a habit out of it. Now, we're not talking about anything specific, but this can be literally anything. It can be different diets, it can be keeping more healthier and doing more exercise, this can be handling your email in a different way. It can be literally anything. And there are three steps that I use every single time I want to introduce something new into my routines to jumpstart any routine. So step number one is to define your why. Why do you want this new habit? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to sleep better? Do you want to feel healthier? Are you doing this to jumpstart your memory? Why are you doing this? Why do you want to change something in your life? What's not working, or what do you want to work better, and what does better mean? Once you understand why you're doing this, it will be a lot easier to move to step number two, which is to choose one teeny tiny small thing that can be the very first step towards this why. So if you want to be healthier, you can decide that you're going on a no soda challenge, or that you're going to be doing squats every morning, or that you're going to be checking your email only after you've reached your office and not beforehand, or that you're not going to be watching any screens before you go to sleep because it interferes with your sleeping. Whatever it is, choose one small thing that you truly feel that you can handle. Don't start by doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 challenges all at once, all together. Cold turkey is good for certain cases, not for introducing new routines, at least not in my experience. So you define your why, and you define the one teeny tiny small thing that you can start doing for the next week or 2 weeks, and that will jumpstart and get you kind of into the swing of things. And the final third step that I want you to do is to define a measurable parameter that will tell you that you're moving towards your why. So, for example, if you're trying to lose weight and you're giving up on sodas for 2 weeks, you can define that if you lose 1 pound, this tells you that you're on the right track. This will give you something to look forward to. This will give you a reward for doing something and introducing something new into your lifestyle, because nobody likes changes. And this will give you a satisfaction. It will give you a win. Oh my God, I just gave up sodas for 2 weeks and I already lost 1 pound or 2 pounds or 5 pounds. This is huge. So your three steps are to define why you're doing it, then to define what is the smallest first step that you can take that will start bringing you results and start giving you wins. And the third one is to define what is the first win that you're working toward. This gives you meaning, this gives you a way, and this gives you a purpose. And this is all you need to introduce a new routine and jump started into your existing lifestyle. I hope this was helpful. I would love for you to share in the comments below, what are you trying to introduce into your lifestyle right now? Now, as it goes for me, I try to give up sugar altogether, which is very hard for me because I have a very huge sweet tooth. I love sweets, I love sugar, I love chocolate. This is really hard for me. So the first step was to give up sodas, and now I'm giving up sugar. So this is kind of the second step for me. I would love to hear what you're trying to introduce into your lifestyle. And this doesn't have to be like food related or exercise related or anything like that. This can be completely work stuff or family stuff. I would love to hear that. Share it in the comments below. Or if you don't feel comfortable sharing these personal things with everyone, you can just email it straight to me, to j@imjulie.com, and I would love to read it. This is everything for today, guys. I will see you next time. And until next time, keep calm and hack time.